unendingly answering you with precision that defies verbal description. You just have to get happy. That's all.
Great. Thank you.
Further back.
I have a question about, I call it super consciousness, meditation. I want to know how to break through and experience broader perspective more directly.
A breakthrough sounds a little bit like trying. In other words, it's a little dramatic, yes?
Yes.
Superconscious is just what it feels like when you're in the vortex.
But how good can it feel?
Well, it is unlimited. The thing that's interesting is that when life causes you to reach far and you line up with it, it feels better than if life causes you to reach not so far and you line up with it. Mm-hmm. So the further you reach and the more you line up with it, the better it feels. So a feeling of knowing. Tell us what you think about this. If you desire something and there's no question in your mind that you can achieve it, you know it. And so you just go about it and you achieve it in a knowing way. How would you describe that? Satisfaction?
Comfortable.
Contentment, comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you want something and you define it as really big, and you do, and it's bigger than where you currently are, but you dared to reach for it, and you felt the awkwardness of that reaching, but then you soothed the awkwardness of that reaching by imagining it, by pretending it, by becoming comfortable with the feeling of it, and then it manifested. How did that feel? Same answer. Comfortable again, mm-hmm. because you had to get comfortable before it would manifest. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter how far out there it is. You have to reach the place of expecting it. It must feel like the next logical step before it can become a reality, you see. So the best way for things to, the fastest way to get from where you are to where you want to be, and this is going to sound odd, is to make peace with where you are. So we would look for evidence of that superconsciousness in our now. Every time something happened that we consciously made the connection, that we know that we thought it and we aligned with it and then it happened, we would just play it up and play it up and play it up and play it up and play it up. Jerry and Esther taking a walk every day around the loop where they live in Del Mar. And Esther's got her camera because she's looking through the deliciousness of life to find the perfect picture to send to Kate. So she's got her camera phone with her at all times, and they're walking and basking. And so they stopped and looked, and now she's got her camera with her so she can take pictures of all kinds of things that she appreciates, that she may want to incorporate into her life experience in some way. And so they are standing and looking at the hillside, and there's a beautiful house up at the top of the hill. And on this hillside are flowers that she or Jerry, neither one had seen before and did not know the names of, but they were orange and they looked almost like umbrellas, the way they were showering down, like little orange pine trees almost. And they were scattered all up the hillside, very, very beautiful. And then up on the porch was an umbrella the same color that looked just like them. And Esther thought, wasn't that smart of them? So she took a picture. She just loved the continuity of all of that. And they talked about it. And that whole scenario took a minute or two as they're walking by. Because Jerry never stops walking even while Esther is stopping to take a picture. He just keeps going. So Esther takes her picture and then she comes along and catches up with Jerry. And then the next day, as they walk that loop, the owners of that property, who could not have seen them from where they were tending that specific garden. And Esther and Jerry bubbled all up with enthusiasm, and Esther said, we shined our spotlight of interest there and called them right to that spot. Then, the next day, they're walking, and they notice a house, a big house, and there is someone on top of the roof reaching down with a long roller and paint, painting a part